In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, this morning I have a little sermonette, a little homily, because I forgot to mention that the children are having their pageant today, so we're making room for that. Today is Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete in Domino Semper, in terum dicho, Gaudete, Dominus prope. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice, the Lord is at hand. It is these words taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians that this Sunday takes its name, Gaudete. You'll notice some of us are wearing pink and the altar is appropriated beautifully in that color. Today's liturgy urges us to rejoice because the birth of the Lord is approaching, and in fact, it's only 8 days away. But the Lord Jesus is at hand every moment of our life. He's at hand if we consider him in the perspective of Christmas, but also at hand if we look at him on the banks of the Jordan when he officially receives his messianic mission from the Father. And lastly, he is at hand in the presence of his return, which will come at the end of time. Today, in our lessons, we encounter John the Baptist, who was the voice of one crying out in the wilderness to the people to prepare for the coming of Jesus. He came to testify to the light so that others might believe in him. We also encounter the expectant Mary in Canticle 3 as we recited the Magnificat. This is her song, her response to God in the astounding action taking place in her own body as she's about to give birth to Jesus, the Christ child. Mary is rejoicing that God has bestowed her as his handmaiden of the Blessed One, and her response will be to magnify him and his holy name. John the Baptist testifies, and Mary, the Mother of God, magnifies. There is a person who's sent from God whose name is you. You also come as a witness to testify to the light so that, others might believe through you, like yourself, like John, and like Mary, who are not the light, but you come to testify as well to the light that is Christ. And that, my friends, is our work together as we serve God in this place, taking our cue from John to Jesus. We also honor and follow Mary's expression of joy, and it resonates in our own hearts. We express our joy in the love of Christ, and we intend to continue his work in this world, thereby magnifying him in our ministry and in his ministry. By virtue of our own baptism in Christ, we are called and sent forward to baptize others in new life as well. And we transform the world by our work where our feet are in this very place, with outreach, with Christian formation, with justice initiatives. And the point in all this is absolutely not to point to ourselves or to be clever, but to recognize Jesus in each and every person that we meet. So during this Advent season, let us be mindful and intentional of that light that is coming, the joy and the hope of the season. Let us be bearers of that light and life as we move closer to the birth of God's precious Son. John is a Christ bearer. Mary is a Christ bearer. You are a Christ bearer. And may it be so. Amen.